Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications. Well, it's all quiet here at Brayhead Arena. The players are all away, the fans are all gone. And Brayhead Clan can reflect on a two-game weekend with Leuven Frankfurt. And I'm going to do the very same thing with my Clan TV counterpart, Jerry McLaughlin. Jerry, we've watched these two games, we've commentated on it. What's the biggest thing you've learned from this Brayhead Clan team?
Well, for me, I think we're getting what the coach promised, which was a team that's going to be fast and a team that's going to be gritty and stand up for each other. So we've seen the speed. I mean, we're talking all the way through the highlights there about Brooks and Brace and Mbak and the pace that they were providing. And at the same time, you've got Sescon at the back, you've got Orlanski, who's at the back, fantastic as well, again, like showing that grit, standing up for each other. It was great to see. That was the combination he promised us. And I mean, the key thing we can't get our heads around is that there's another six imports to come into this team. Yeah. So it's great. I don't think we can get too far ahead of ourselves, though. I mean, it's definitely going to still be a building season by the looks of it. Mm. You know, you've seen Panthers get that fantastic result in Europe. I mean, it looks like they could even go through in the Champions Hockey League. And Cardiff Devils beat them as well, yeah, pre-season. So I don't think we're under any illusions, but every reason to be optimistic about a new style of hockey.
The thing that gets me, I mean, the Clan lost 4-1 here tonight. Penalty shots decided where the Into Cup was going. But just let's take the result in isolation. You know, last year, a 4-1 defeat, the fans would have been long gone.
Mm. Yeah, I think everyone can sort of see what they're trying to do and understand the situation that they were in. I think both first periods weren't great. There were some slack passes, some poor goals. But, I mean, both teams were trying things out tonight. We're talking to Paul Gardner, obviously great to have the former Clan coach back in the building. Tash looking fantastic. Fantastic.
Love this tie. Yeah. Love this tie. The M&M's tie.
Oh, I'm not into the tie so much, but
other sweeties are available.
But no, great to see them. But obviously they're trying out stuff. He was, as he said, tonight he's playing these younger guys. He's got some trialists on the go there. But Clan, you know, we've got two guys basically come out of retirement to play for Clan tonight, and you know, didn't look out of place. There's a lot to be optimistic about.
Gary Russell in goal tonight, I thought, was good. I think the fourth one,
yep.
Even John Tripp said that's one he would kind of want back, but I thought Gary played fantastic.
Yeah, he really did. I think there was the first period, like we said, the rebound was maybe causing the D a bit of trouble, but sorted that out in the second period. Third period, great as well. There is that one goal, the hot potato, as it kind of looked like there, and that could be. But I think you're absolutely right. I think Gary will have proved that he is going to be an excellent backup, and he'll, of course, Gary being Gary, is going to try and push Ryan Nye, who had an outstanding game on the Saturday. So, but I mean, again, two really good positives.
We were talking about Cameron Burt before we started recording as well. I mean, he's a wee guy, but my goodness, he certainly throws himself about, doesn't he?
Yeah, he throws himself about, and he also skates his way out of trouble, I've noticed as well. I mean, I do think I'd like to see the D-men that come in to be a bit bigger. I do think we're missing that. There's only really Craig Sescon at the back who's got that bit of height. I do think we need that, but fast D-men can skate their way out of trouble as well, and Cameron Burt did that tonight in spades as well. He was fantastic the way he took the puck out of those danger zones. Reminded me a little bit of Jamie Fritsch, dare I say, the way he skated out, changed that angle and created a bit of space on the ice. It was great.
What about the fans tonight as well, especially the Frankfurt fans? They came here in big numbers. How loud were they?
Yeah, they were brilliant, weren't they? I think that was really good. What a great way to kind of start the season, because it gives us all a wake up as well.
Yeah.
It reminds us that we can make good noise as well, and they definitely did that. They were great fun, and I think there's been a real bond and a real friendship being made. It was great.
So first impressions of John Tripp's team over the weekend. John Tripp himself is I think he's enjoying the new experience so far.
Yeah, I think he's handling it great, isn't he? I think he's kind of come in. It's a hard act to follow with Ryan Frinity. They've built a good team here. It's now time to try and build something on top of that. It feels good timing. It feels like John's happy to be here. He's our guy. Do you know what I mean? He's not been another elite league coach anywhere else. It's not that usual merry-go-round that you get in the elite league, you know, and it's, you know, for obvious reasons. But he's our guy, and he's intent to make an impact here.
Manitoba Bisons come here on Thursday. They've just played a weekend against Belfast. They've scored a lot of goals. They won 6-4 yesterday, but lost 8-6 tonight, so they've scored plenty of goals. They're going to be a threat.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it'll just be interesting to see what kind of team we get here, because they've done their tour and everything. As far as I believe, this is their last night of their tour as well.
Yeah, they're going to Edinburgh beforehand.
Yeah, they're going to Edinburgh beforehand. So when we play them, it'll be their last kind of their last game on this tour. I think it'll just be another good exhibition game. I think for Clan fans, if you've not seen the team, get out and see the team, because there is a reason why everyone's leaving happy even though we got beat 4-1. There's something to be excited about here. It's difficult to say what we're going to get from these kind of college teams, because they've played together a lot and they know each other. And they're going to be talented. They've just taken a different route in hockey, so let's see. It'll be exciting to see what happens. Hopefully we'll just smash them.
Well, I was going to mention Manchester Storm. We'll leave that for Thursday.
Do you know, I'm so tempted to talk about it as well, but it does feel too soon. But I mean, I think all that's to be said is that just looks like a really tasty game, doesn't it? What a tasty start.
And they beat Sheffield tonight as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So I mean, they're going to be a tough feisty team, but Clan have proved they've got grit and speed as well.
And that's us not talking about Manchester.
No, true.
Jerry, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
No problem. Cheers, man.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.